I'm Rachel Otwell. You're listening to Illinois Edition, and we're hearing Chicago rocker Styx, one of many acts coming to the State Fair that starts this week and runs through the 18th. Peter Gray is with us in the studio. He spoke with fair organizers and has a look ahead at what's new this year on the fairgrounds, starting with the grandstand. Right, Peter?
Yeah, Rachel. So this year it's Styx, REO Speedwagon, and Head East, some Illinois rock acts there. Also Journey, John Mayer, Gary Allen, Toby Keith, and Kesha. And the fair is doing something a little bit different to cater to and I suppose profit from those people who want to be as close to the stage as possible. I spoke with fair manager Amy Bleefnik about what she calls VI pit tickets.
The VI pit tickets were the first ones to sell out on any of the concerts that track tickets have sold on. And so the VI pit has been really well received. But, you know, it used to break my heart when the kids were waiting on the hot concrete at 7 o'clock in the morning, so they were the first person in line. This way it should avoid that problem. The VI pit people will have a special section to stand right close to the artist.
And Rachel, you heard Amy Bleefnik there mentioning the long lines. Diehard fans in the past have lined up for access to the track right in front of the stage for hours before these big shows. And this new ticketing system ropes off an area of that track for those people who choose to pay an extra $10 or so, depending on the ticket price. So really, this VI pit thing is a marketing term for those people who are charged a convenience fee to avoid having to wait in those lines. And according to what I'm told, these performances, these VIP tickets have been selling out for Toby Keith, Styx, John Mayer, a lot of these. So it appears that people don't mind paying a bit extra for that convenience.
So perhaps fewer lines outside the grandstand. What else will people notice different this year?
Well, Rachel, a lot has been made in past years about the enormous quantities of waste that a 10-day event with 900,000 people can create. The state contracts with Illinois Correctional Industries to pick up after fairgoers. And as ICI's CEO Jen Aholt told us last week, fairgoers will be encouraged to find new containers for their beer cans and their pop bottles.
We will be recycling all of the cardboard on site, as well as all plastic. We are happily taking the waste vegetable oil, as well as any of the recycling cans, the aluminum cans from the beer tents. Now, let me be clear on that. We're recycling those not for our gain, but for the Combined Veterans Organization. And so once we're able to take those, bale those, and put them out for bid, we're able to give that veterans organization a much higher return. And so it's been a partnership all around. But I invite everyone to go and look at the new containers that we will be implementing here at the fair. We have not only the trash containers, but the recycling containers, and we will start with 110 of those.
That's Illinois Correctional Industries' Jen Aholt talking about what she's been doing to try to get a handle on all of that waste that's generated and increased focus on recycling, it would appear. Sustainability, also a focus for those under the Illinois Energy Education Council tent, Rachel, where they'll have demonstrations for those who are considering renewable energy sources for their home, for example. Here's Aaron Hollingshead.
How many times have you driven by and seen one of those wind turbines and you've wondered, okay, why is it spinning today or why isn't it spinning? We'll be able to answer those questions for you. We are actually going to have a small scale version of a wind turbine on hand working. We'll also have some solar panels available, and we'll have a geothermal working unit that will be providing some cool air so you can get your questions answered on energy efficiency by experts.
So that's what they're calling the Illinois Energy Zone, Rachel. That's back for a second year with their sustainability initiative. And also available for the second year is the fair's mobile website. It uses a smartphone's GPS along with Google Maps to basically put a little blue dot, a you are here dot, if you will, on the fairground map, and also point out where you are in relation to food, restrooms, event stages, and that sort of thing. Here's Amy Bleefnik one more time.
We actually started the mobile app last year, and but it got introduced so late that we were not able to share the information as well as we could have. This year, our people have been working on it all winter, and we think it's going to be a great way for people to get around the fair and find their favorite corn dog or what their stage is or where they need to be. Everything that's on our website is available. You can actually map how to get from where you are to the butter cow or how to get from where you are to and any kind of information that's on our website is available on our mobile app.
So, Rachel, that's isfmobile.info. It's not easy to find in a Google search, but if you just type that into your phone, I tried it. It seems to work rather well.
All right, Peter. That was Peter Gray bringing us some of those highlights from this year's fair. It starts Thursday night and runs through the 18th. Thanks, Peter.
Thank you, Rachel. Oh, and one more thing, lest we forget. The fry delicacy this year, I'm told, will be an Oreo cookie wrapped in cookie dough and then deep fried. So they're always innovating out there.